free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, July 31st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at Great Depression that is coming upon us. Were we going to lock up Hillary Clinton? Were we going to lock up the pedophiles? Well, it turns out that we're the ones who are locked up, right? And we have information that's now been unsealed from Maxwell's court documents. And several things about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was at Epstein's Island with Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell and, quote, two young girls. Asked about Epstein boasting, Bill Clinton owes me a favor. Well, you had Virginia Roberts who said, yes, I do. It was a laugh, though. He would laugh it off. He didn't know if it was, I didn't know if it was serious or if it was just a joke. Later in the interview, he told me a long time ago that everyone owes him favors, that they're all in each other's pockets. When did you say you asked him, why is Bill Clinton here? Where was here? On the island. That's right. So we're starting to see this information here. And I'll just remind you that it is his lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, the pedophile lawyer, who got him off. That pedophile lawyer, Dershowitz, wants to have the government force vaccinate you if necessary. Yeah, I would, force vaccination. And I would say that they could drag you down and stick that needle into your arm by force. And I'll support that before the Supreme Court. They probably win, just like he's a good lawyer. Corrupt, evil, but a good lawyer. He makes a lot of sophistry arguments. He really can twist the truth. He was able to get, if he was able to get Epstein off, he can force a needle into your arm. And that's really where we are, isn't it? Is it really about the Constitution anymore? Or is it about anarchy from above? Anarchy from above. As we look at the latest economic reports, and I think that was really what President Trump was doing, as he said, well, maybe we'll delay the election. I think that was a big squirrel. Don't look at the 30% drop on annualized basis of the GDP. Don't look at over 50 million people without a job. Don't look at the fact that we've taken the most productive people in America and we have turned them into beggars, following carefully the schedule of our Republican and Democrat masters, Mitch McConnell and the others. Will they get us another check in time? Or will we be evicted? This is where we are now under a Republican president and a Republican Senate. We would expect that under the Democrats, wouldn't we? We would have something to say about that under the Democrats, wouldn't we? But let's not talk about the elephant in the room, the GOP, because they're two-thirds of this or more. Here in Texas, Abbott. We have DeWine in Ohio. By the way, we've got an update on what's going on with HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. As I pointed out yesterday, you had the Department of Health in Ohio come out and say, well, we've decided that we're going to prohibit hydroxychloroquine for anybody other than vets. Other than vets, we've got 5 million people who have been prescribed hydroxychloroquine for chronic conditions, lupus, arthritis, many other things. It's been used for 75 years, but they just say, well, we're going to get rid of it. We have an update on what happened with that. And quite frankly, I'm not reassured about how this got set aside for the moment while the health bureaucrats consult with their stakeholders. This is anarchy from above, folks.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday, The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the info war and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the new world order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Friday, July 31st, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 137 of America held hostage. It's not going to end anytime soon, folks. You better stand up and do something about it. And now it is gotten to the medical field. And I think what we can see as we look at the masks versus HCQ. We've talked about the different elements of this many, many times, of course, on this show. But pull back and look at the bigger picture here. What we have are two things. A particular drug that's been around for 75 years. And surgical masks, which have been around even longer than that, going back to 1918. And we talked about the fact that they were not effective then. How they became fomites. Basically disease centers for that and for many other things during 1918. We haven't really learned anything from that. But, you know, we've had the, we've had the masks used for more than 100 years. We've had hydroxychloroquine used for more than 75 years. And yet these two things now have not become an issue of scientific debate. They've become part of a political war. Because this is about political authority. We're not going to talk about the science. We're not going to see any studies on this. Have you seen any studies on this? Well, actually, there have been some studies done on HCQ. And Fauci and his company want to pretend that that's not the case. As a matter of fact, the NIH did their own study back in 2005, said, yes, it's very effective for coronaviruses for both as a preventative, you know, that's vaccines, and as a therapeutic. But now they pretend that they didn't do that study. But other people have done meta studies, but it doesn't matter. We're not going to look at that. We're also not going to look at our experience with masks, because there were a lot of studies done about masks in many, many countries. Doctors did studies. There were surveys about doctors' attitudes. A lot of doctors had already rejected even using masks in a surgical theater. And yet now it's all become politicized. And it's not your choice either. And most importantly, the masks have become a placeholder for the vaccines and the whole idea of public health being superior to individual health. We don't care what your individual health is. You got an issue where you shouldn't be wearing one or can't wear one. You're an autistic child and you can't put this on your, you can't breathe with this and you freak out if mom puts this on your head. I don't care. We don't care about Americans with disabilities anymore. You're going to do what Fauci says. I said yesterday, game of Simon Says. That's it. That's the play. So, Fauci says do this, you do it. Fauci says put something over your eyes, you can put something over your eyes. If Fauci says wear special shoes so you can't get close to anybody, some kind of long, pointy, medieval elf shoes or something, well, we'll all have to do it. And put bells on them if necessary, because Fauci says so. This is about political authority. But it's not about real authority. It's about usurped authority. This is junk science and junk authority. Junk authority. It is about anarchy from above. And let me give you an example of this. I had a listener send this to me. David Knight Show at ProtonMail.com. And it was a screenshot of something that's being sent out to students at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Boyce College. I don't know where that is. I think this individual said he's from Florida. I'm not going to give it. His first name is David. So thanks, David, for sending this to me. I'm not going to mention your last name unless somebody says, put my name out there. They've got a website where they are publishing articles and they put their name up. But anyway, this is what this says. This is being sent out to all the people who are students at that seminary and faculty members. And it is something that's going to require your signature and date for you to come back and be a part of that. And let me just give you a gist of where this is. We enter into this covenant together, and in the season of the coronavirus, all hail the coronavirus. Bow down and worship corona. I'm sorry. Let me not comment on this. I'll just read it. And in the season of the coronavirus, with lives and health at risk, we affirm together that we will follow and obey all rules, policies, advisories, and practices required by government authorities, mandated by our institutional responsibility, and communicated by institutional leadership. Wow. Wow. You will bow down and obey all rules, policies, advisories, practices, whatever, by government authorities. We will serve Christ, serve one another, serve our larger community beyond the campus by following institutional policies designed to prevent transmission of disease. You will not think for yourself. You will not question as to whether or not these people have the authority to do this. You will not question whether or not they are legitimate authorities. And you will just do what you are told. And I would not sign that. I'd say, so long and thanks for all the fish, like the dolphins and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But, you know, to each his own. If you want to bow down to authority, but you might want to ask, to whose authority are you bowing? Politico has a headline, "Meet the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates." Somebody who never went to medical school. Somebody who certainly doesn't have a medical degree. Somebody who's never practiced medicine, who's never put a stethoscope on anybody. But he has injected a lot of cash for the purpose of injecting people with vaccines. He has a perverse interest, a really perverse interest in vaccination of the entire world. And he's put his money into that. And so when you want to think about authority there at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, maybe you ought to question whose authority and is it legitimate? Let me give you a quick org chart here. Trump and the governors report to Fauci, the CDC, the WHO, and the UN. Right? They're now under them. That's who they report to. Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask. I'm a governor. I'll have to ask them what to do. FDA, let's throw them in too, right? FDA, CDC, Fauci, Burks, the smart people in the room. I have to do what they say. And you have to do what they say. And the governors and the president all say that. So we've elevated these unelected bureaucrats above them. But who do they report to? Bill Gates. So at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, you are bowing down to the orders of Bill Gates. You're bowing down to people who are not doing things with authority. They're not doing things that are going to be safe and effective. And I have a question for you. Can you serve evil? Or are you called to be discerning about who you submit to? Are you called to be discerning about what you are called to do? Or are you just supposed to submit and serve and not question whether or not it's evil? No, no, you're called to discern and to resist evil. And you better understand who you're serving. You're going to serve somebody. You better ask who you are serving. And you better have the discernment to understand that. As Politico points out, and you may want to take a look at Politico. If you don't believe me, Politico's on the left. Some billionaires are satisfied to buying themselves an island, but Bill Gates got a UN health agency. Over the past decade, the world's richest man has become the World Health Organization's second biggest donor, second only to the United States and just above the United Kingdom. And, of course, this was 2017. Now he is the biggest donor because he has surpassed the U.S. since President Trump has stopped giving them money. The result, say his critics, is that Gates' priorities have become the priorities of the WHO and of Fauci and Gates and the CDC. All the candidates are going to have to ally with him in some way, said the professor of international politics at the University of London. You can't ignore him. And they talk about how he went to not only the WHO, where he was treated like a head of state, but he was also treated like a head of state at the G20. The term often used was monopolistic philanthropy. The idea that Gates was taking his approach to computers and applying it to the Gates Foundation, said a source close to the WHO board. And of course, these people don't like that because they used to not like corporations until the corporations started doing what they wanted. You're not going to see an article like this today from Politico. This was 3 years ago. Now they're on board with the agenda. Are you?
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years, and if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. Whether you believe in evolution in the modern theory or not, the globalist controllers do, and they constantly write about and talk about how they want to create a global crisis or a group of crises that force humans to, quote, evolve in a new, better way. Now, when you study how they actually want you to evolve, if you believe in that, it is to stop having children and merge with silicon bodies and a post-human future. Talk about psychotic. Talk about creepy. Talk about crazy. But they need an event like COVID-19 to teach a mammal to wear some covering over its nose, over its breathing tubes, to set the precedent for the forced inoculations, for the GMO, for the 5G, and for all the things that they admit will end our humanity as we know it. That's why this is so evil. Their whole agenda for a cashless society, global government, UN control, getting us all into debt, getting rid of local government. Think about all the facets of it, the censorship, the surveillance.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And this is interesting because it's very, very interesting to see what Politico was saying 3 years ago versus what they say today. What Fauci was saying 15 years ago or 3 years ago or 3 months ago. Very interesting to see how these people have flipped. See, science doesn't change like that. That's the first clue that it's not about science. But this is all about politics. We're not going to talk about the merits of masks or HCQ or Remdesivir or Moderna's vaccine. You're just going to do it. You're just going to do it because I say so. But when we go back and we look at how this is, where this is ultimately going, the man at the top is Bill Gates, and they laid it out very detailed article 3 years ago on Politico. They said that the term often used was monopolistic philanthropy. And they said they also have another term, the bill chill. They said, you don't dare openly criticize what he does if you are part of the global health industry. Because again, he was only just slightly behind the U.S. and the U.K. in terms of funding to the WHO by himself as Gates Foundation. Now the U.S. has dropped out and he has stepped up the funding. I would suspect that he's number one or a close second to the UK. But they said the billionaire was the first private individual to keynote the WHO's General Assembly of member countries. A guy who's not a doctor, but he's a keynote speaker. And academics have coined the term for his sway in the global health, and I'll call it an industry because that's what it is. These people, it's very much an industry. They call it the bill chill. They say these people that we interviewed, 16 of them, would only do so on the condition of anonymity. This is how afraid these people at the WHO, at the CDC bureaucracies are of him. You do not talk about him, or you get frozen out of your research grants and everything else. He's treated like a head of state, not only at the WHO, but also at the G20. And they said that they're very concerned about how much of his money is coming in. They said it could serve as a Trojan horse for corporate interests to undermine the WHO's role in setting standards and shaping health policies. Yeah, right. As if there's some, this is Politico. These are people who are true believers in big government. And I've said this before. The people on the left believe that government and these NGOs can do no harm. But a corporation is always evil, can never do anything good. And the people on the right are frequently just the opposite way. They believe that corporations can never do anything wrong, but that everything that government does is wrong. Now, the problem is that corporations and government have merged. And not in a good way. It's not like they're both doing really good stuff now that they've merged. No, no, no. But the evil side of both corporations and governments have now merged into this corporate fascism that we see through these technocratic elite. Others simply fear the UN body relies too much on Gates' money. Yeah. The Gates Foundation has pumped more than $2.4 billion into the WHO since 2020, and this article was written in 2017. Most of the Gates Foundation influence in the WHO is very discreet, as they did with Gavi, which they said, you know, that helps the poorest people in countries buy vaccines in bulk at a discount. Yeah, which is Gavi. And then he's also got the newly launched Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. These are the people who are really at the center of what this is about. And this organization, along with people like Moncef Slaoui, are the ones who said, you know, we've got to have rapid deployment of these vaccines. And that means we've got to go with the mRNA approach. And we got to have it for everything. And we got to be able to rush a vaccine out. That's always been what Gates has funded with these simulations. Gates and the Bloomberg School of Medicine at Johns Hopkins University. They've been funding these simulations. Everybody died because you bureaucrats were not authoritarian enough. You didn't take enough draconian measures, and you didn't rush the vaccine that I wanted out. And see, we got all these little fake news reports that we do on simulation runs for a couple of weeks so they can train these bureaucrats, and they've been running annual simulations for the last 20 years or so. It's not just Event 201. That would be bad enough. This goes back to 9/11, folks. This is where this is going. And to give you an idea of how they're cooking the books, we have an article at newswars.com. Scamdemic. CDC stats show flu deaths dropped as COVID deaths increased. Now, we pretty much have pointed this out in the past. We said in a qualitative way, said, look at this. You know, nobody's dying from flu or pneumonia or heart disease or any of these other. Everybody's dying from COVID-19. And we got people who will just put that up. People who should know better. People even who have been skeptics of the CDC's numbers in the past. Just, oh, look at this. It's the most dangerous thing. Unbelievable what I have seen pushed by people in the independent media, not just the people who are funded by big pharmaceuticals. So we got an independent statistician was contracted by InfoWars to organize the data that's been put out by the CDC in the past few months on a state-by-state basis. And you really need to go to newswars.com and look at this because it's a lot of graphs. I can't do all this over the radio. And we do have people who watch this as a video broadcast. But look at this. Look at that. Stop there for a second and go back. Yeah, go up there. Now, this is the what you're seeing there in this graph. The blue is and the red are what happens when you see that one of them is basically zero. The red is what they reported in terms of COVID-19. And lo and behold, as they start the pandemic, boom, everybody stops dying of influenza, and then it just takes right over. It's absolutely amazing. As one of them goes to zero, the other one goes from zero to where the other one was. They just switch places. If you superimpose those two together, basically you get an ongoing trend. And you can clearly see this in state after state. Just scroll through some of these. We've got them there. Arizona, California, Florida, Texas, Michigan, state after state. You can look at the graphs, and it's the same thing the CDC has done state by state. And you can see it from their own numbers that they just shifted everything over from influenza to CDC. They're cooking the books, folks. And there's the numerical, statistical, graphical proof of it in that article. You can find it again, newswars.com. Scamdemic, CDC stats show flu deaths dropped as COVID deaths increased. Now, let's talk about the masks versus HCQ. And again, the authority, not the science. This is junk science, and it is junk authority that's being put out here. We had the Yale epidemiologist, Dr. Harvey Reich, and he is accused now of Fauci of waging a misinformation campaign against hydroxychloroquine, claiming the medication has shown consistently encouraging results. He said, pointed out that the World Health Organization has it listed as an essential medicine. It's been used for 75 years. We have 5 million Americans with prescriptions for it for chronic conditions such as lupus and arthritis. But we'll tell you what just happened in Ohio yesterday. And even though they pulled back this prohibition, it's very dangerous.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. The mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Love electricity, shockwave, central power on the motherboard, yes. Push up, overload, legendary, heavy glow, sunshine, thunder roll, keep this on. Yes, the lantern burn, burn, man, easy.
All right, so we got 5 million Americans have prescriptions for arthritis and lupus. It's been around for 75 years. It's recognized by the World Health Organization. But, of course, you know, they can change their opinion. They always do. They just changed it. Just like that, just a couple of months. No, don't wear masks. They're harmful for you. Oh, no, you got to wear them. You should wear them. You got to wear them. You must wear them. We will arrest you if you don't wear them. Okay? That's how rapidly this is moving. And so when we look at what's going on with hydroxychloroquine, I think the best place to look is the state of Ohio, because it raises some very troubling issues, again, of authority, because that's what this is about. Understand, this is not about only about junk science. It's about junk authority. And so we had, and I had a listener send me the actual statement from the state of Ohio Board of Pharmacy yesterday. And these are people that have been around. If you go to their website, Protecting Ohio since 1884. How is it that they never did this type of thing before. I mean, they've been there just a little bit longer than hydroxychloroquine has been used. But it is a state agency. They license pharmacists and so forth. But now it's not about whether or not you are knowledgeable about drugs, whether or not you're acting responsibly. It's not about whether or not you are, you know, slipping prohibited drugs under the counter. And again, you know, we go back to the war on drugs. But it's not about any of that. It's not about competency. It's not about aligning yourself with the criminal organizations that have been created by our war on drugs. No, it's not about any of that now. Now it's being weaponized for political purposes. And that's really what's going on. So they jumped out to the forefront yesterday. On July 30th, 2020, new rule. Administrative code goes into effect, they said. And here's basically what it said. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but here's the high points. First section A. No prescription for chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine may be dispensed by a pharmacist or sold at retail, including prescriptions for patients, unless the prescription bears a written diagnosis code from the prescriber or a statement indicating its veterinary medical purpose. So, and by the way, the next one says, oh, and if the diagnosis code for that is COVID-19, nah, can't do it for that. So basically, it's okay if you're a dog, but we're going to treat the people with lupus and arthritis, people who have COVID-19 or the flu or any of these other things, because remember, going back to 2005, Fauci's own organization, the NIH, said that hydroxychloroquine was very effective both as preventative and as cure for coronaviruses. So you can tell all these people that we're going to treat them worse than a dog. Dogs can get it. You can't. You can't. Oh, and by the way, there was an unbelievable piece of fake news about the death of a dog that made the Drudge Report, of course. I'm going to go into that later on. We talk about the death of truth and the truth about deaths. Yeah, we had a lot of truths about deaths that you saw with the scandemic stuff. But anyway, so they prohibit this. Upon effective date of this rule, all previous approvals for the use of chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine shall be deemed void and must be approved using the process outlined in this paragraph. See, we have junk authority, junk science, ex post facto prohibition of medicine. And then they go on to say, this rule does not apply to prescriptions issued as part of a documented institutional review board approved clinical trial to evaluate the safety and efficacy of the drugs to treat COVID-19. Prescriptions must include documentation that the patient is enrolled in a clinical trial. Never mind the fact that the NIH has already done this 15 years ago. Never mind the fact that we've got doctors who have been doing this. And again, a meta study of 105,000 patients in a couple of dozen countries showed that it reduced the death rate by factor of three. By factor of three. So forget all of that. I'm not pushing hydroxychloroquine. I don't care if you take it or not. What I'm saying is, it's not their decision to make. They shouldn't be telling you whether or not you can take medical marijuana. They shouldn't be telling you whether or not you can take a drug that's been used for 75 years. Because, you know, in both of these cases, it's about the money, isn't it? Medical marijuana was a big competition to the pharmaceutical industry. They didn't want that. Also competition to the textile industry, many other industries. And so they all decided that they would shut it down. And that's exactly what's happening right now with HCQ. And there's a political component to it. And what this political component does is it allows these people to have control over your life. And so as a result of that, they put that out yesterday. And later in the afternoon, they withdrew that. They got pressure from the governor, the Republican governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, called on the board to halt the rule. And so they put out, they said, as a result of the feedback received by the medical and the patient community, and at the request of Governor DeWine, the state of Ohio Board of Pharmacy has withdrawn the proposed rule. Well, it wasn't proposed. They put it out there. They didn't propose it. They dictated it. And then they went on to say, this is where you should be troubled. Therefore, prohibitions, blah, 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 on hydroxychloroquine will not take effect at this time. At this time. The board will reexamine the rule with the help of stakeholders to determine the next step. See, they're not giving up on this. These arrogant, unelected bureaucrats at the Board of Pharmacy are not giving up on this. They're going to talk to their stakeholders. Who are the stakeholders? Well, it's probably people like Bill Gates who fund all these different organizations, right? I told you how the org chart works. You got Trump and the governors. They report to the federal health bureaucrats and these guys as well. And then they all report up to Bill Gates. On Thursday, DeWine said that he had agreed with the FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn, who said that the decision to use HCQ should be between a doctor and a patient. How about that? That's groundbreaking to hear an FDA commissioner say that. That, you mean, doctors and patients ought to decide what medicine they're going to take? What is this? Is this a free country or something? Is this America? I've never heard of anything like that before. Not in my lifetime. And we used to say, it's a free country. Do what you want, right? Don't make a federal case out of it. Well, healthcare has been made a federal case of for quite a long time. Every aspect of it. Oh, I got to beg to the FDA or state health boards to see, you know, what my doctor will prescribe for me. So I'm glad that DeWine stuck up for that. I'm glad the FDA commissioner did. Good job for them. However, what he said was, therefore, I am asking the Ohio Board of Pharmacy to halt their new rule. Now, this is the problem I have. The governor should not be asking them. The governor should be firing these people who said, well, we're not going to do it at this time. We're going to go back and we're going to take another look at it. We're going to talk to our stakeholders, you know, the big pharmaceutical companies and Bill Gates and Fauci, see if there's some way we can get around this or rationalize this. I mean, they're not going to stop. These people were so over the top with what they did, they should be fired, not asked to pull this rule back. They should be fired. Or, if you really want to do it, they should be impeached or charged criminally for what they did. But this is the power of the bureaucracy today. This is where we are. This is why I say this is not simply junk science, junk medicine. This is junk authority, and we're letting it stand. We're letting it stand. I'm asking you to pull this back. Would you please pull this back? We got to have some governors who are going to stand up to this. We got to have a president who's going to stand up to these unelected bureaucrats who have taken over our country and locked everything down, locked us down into a depression.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store it for shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time. A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Today is our final day of our Christmas in July sale. It has been extended through the end of the month, and we are there. So make sure that you take advantage of this. Final day, we got a lot of items that are, some that have sold out, some that are still available but selling out quickly. Bod Ease, Living Defense, Plus, Vaso Beet, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. All of those are selling out very quickly. Actually, it's not a drink. It's a powder, so you can make it into whatever kind of drink you want. Get your baseline vitamins and minerals. All of those are 50% off, selling out quickly. And everything on the store for today is free shipping and double Patriot points for even bigger discounts in the future. We still also have Winter Sun Plus Vitamin D, a great way to support your immune system, especially if you're not outside getting sunlight. We call it Winter Sun because usually during the summer, people are outside, but this is not a usual summer, is it? A lot of people are being forced inside. So if you want to make sure that your vitamin D is not depleted, that your immune system is working well, make sure that you supplement that with Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. BioTruth Selenium, also 50% off. Everybody knows that you need selenium. As a matter of fact, it also has a big effect on your immune system. And it's been shown with some studies, but the BioTrue is the key part of this. It is non-GMO, and it is organic selenium. Again, 50% off. The Alexa Pure Breeze is also available at $149. We also have storable food back in stock and on short order. And our new Pocket Privacy, I think that's the name of it. It's a little pouch that's a Faraday pouch, and it blocks signals going in and out of your cell phone, and it is very thin and very flexible, and you're not going to feel that, but it is something that is going to be essential for you, and so we're trying to make that available. It's discounted 33%, and with the free shipping. We're not making any money off of that, but take advantage of that. Comes in four different colors. All these products at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what funds this program, the products that we sell there. All right, as we're talking about the authority, the junk authority, the junk science, we've got a top medical organization demanding that the FDA make COVID treatments widely available. You know, the FDA and the federal government, commissioner of the FDA, to his credit, said, well, this ought to be something that is decided between doctors and patients. We had the Ohio State Board say, well, we're not going to do that. And then the governor asked them to do that. They said, all right, we'll suspend this while we think about it. We'll think about that. And they will do that again if you leave those same people in there. But the HHS and the CDC have tens of millions of doses of this stuff. So why do they have that? Why do they have that if it's not effective? You know, we had Fauci say, well, you know, we lied to you about the masks we needed them for ourselves. That's right. That's it. Would you believe that? Despite the fact that before this became a political football, they were all saying, well, it's not really clear on this. As a matter of fact, it looks like these things are not really very effective. Most of the doctors had questions about its efficacy. But he said, no, we needed those masks for ourselves. So we didn't want you to have them, so we lied to you about it. Are they lying to us about HCQ? Because they want to save it for themselves. They got tens of millions of doses in the federal government that they're hoarding. That they're hoarding. And so the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons submitted additional evidence, more studies like the one done by the Henry Ford Health System in Michigan that did a study of thousands of patients, showed it highly effective at treating COVID-19. In their study, it reduced mortality by 50%. So they pointed that out and they said, release this stuff. But see, our technocratic overlords, who are the ones that these bureaucrats really work for, Gates and these others, they are not even releasing any information about it. This is, as I've said before, this is an information war. And this information war has been fought as a blitzkrieg very rapidly and with new weapons that people have not seen, like the blitzkrieg of Hitler at the beginning of World War II. Nobody had ever seen planes like that before. Nobody had ever seen planes used like that before. They had planes in World War I. They were mostly used for reconnaissance. They would do dogfights with each other. Occasionally they would drop, a little tiny bomb on somebody else. They would strafe troops on the ground. But other than that, they really weren't much of a factor except against each other. But then it became a big part of World War II. And that's really what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the information war go from biplanes to jet planes and smart bombs. And that's really what these people are doing in terms of weaponizing this. Think about what they have been able to push on us and how quickly they have been able to do this. So we got YouTube, as we point out at InfoWars.com, YouTube users that are allowed to claim that apricots cure cancer while the platform is banning all discussion of hydroxychloroquine. And let me just say this. I'm not convinced that apricots are a cure for that. Laetril was the thing about that. And there was a lot of talk about that. And quite frankly, I thought anybody that wanted to do that, or if you want to address cancer by any kind of alternative treatment, that's your business. Again, you make the decisions. You are the patient. Just make sure that you inform yourself. Caveat emptor. Talk to a doctor. Get multiple opinions. But it's ultimately your decision what you want to do. So I'm not saying that YouTube ought to shut down anybody talking about any kind of cure for cancer. But if they're going to leave this out, for which there has been a lot of exposure and discussion of this over a long period of time, I don't think you can make a very good case for it. But the point of this article is that COVID-19 is believed, according to CDC lying statistics, as we point out, that 667,000 people worldwide have died of it. But at least 10 million people die every year worldwide of cancer. So why would you shut down something that is perhaps going to do more harm if it's giving people misinformation? So I don't think that YouTube should be the one deciding what should be allowed any more than I think the FDA or a board of health in Ohio should be telling you what you may or may not do. I think we're going to have all this stuff out there. I think there ought to be a debate. That's what real science is about. That's how we move forward. And if a lot of people want to try Laetril and it doesn't work for them, then it's like, okay, well, I'm sorry that didn't work. Now I know. Mark Zuckerberg has also said that if anybody talks about hydroxychloroquine, we're going to take it down. Video clip number 4.
We do prohibit content that will lead to imminent risk of harm. And stating that there's a proven cure for COVID when there is in fact none might encourage someone to go take something that could have some adverse effects. So we do take that down. We do not prohibit discussion around trials of drugs or people saying that they think that things might work or personal experiences with experimental drugs. But on specific claims, if someone is going to go out and say that hydroxychloroquine is proven to cure COVID when in fact it has not been proven to cure COVID and that statement could lead people to take a drug that in some cases some of the data suggests that it might be harmful to people. We think that we should take that down. That could cause imminent risk of harm.
So if Vladimir Zelenko says, I treated, I don't know what the number was, 750,000 different patients. Nobody was harmed. Nobody died. Nobody had to be admitted to the hospital based on this. He's not allowed to say that. Is that saying that he cured it? I'm not really sure how we kind of skate between the rules of Dr. Zuckerberg. Oh, that's right. He's not a doctor. Neither is Bill Gates. So how is it that he gets to say that? Why can't we just have the information? No, because this is an information war. But Louis Gohmert is getting the information out. Louis Gohmert has been tested. He said, I'm all in with all this. He said, I didn't even know. I wouldn't have known that I had this if I hadn't had to have a test because it's going to go on Air Force One. And of course, I don't know if Congressman Gohmert knows that the tests themselves are somewhat suspicious. Let me take the somewhat out. They're very, very suspicious. You can test positive with any cold or coronavirus. It will test you as positive. But anyway, this is what he had to say as he went on Hannity, video clip number 3.
One study that said hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromax didn't work was actually retracted, or Daniel Wallace, the 42-year guy at Cedars-Sinai that knows more about hydroxychloroquine than anybody. Have you thought about any of these? Have you talked to your doctor about it? Any thoughts on it for yourself?
Yes. Yes, I have. And thanks for the discussion you've had about it.
You all know, right, we're out of time. He says, yeah, we're all in. My doctor and I are all in on that. We'll have more when we come back. Stay with us.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN. Because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal Naturally Fluoride-Free Mouthwash and Toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com. Or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products. with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all this silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, as we went to the end of the break, that was Louis Gohmert saying, my doctor and I are all in on this, as he was asked by Sean Hannity. What are you going to do? He says, well, I'm going to use zinc, azithromycin, and hydroxychloroquine, and that will start in just the next day or two. So I'm glad that he can make that decision. You know, you might want to even get a second opinion about the test itself. There's a lady who wrote me as her mother, her 90-year-old mother, was put into the hospital with flu, pneumonia, and they were very concerned about it. Her mother just recently died. She was very, very upset about the fact that they would not even let the family in, not even with masks, nothing. So they forced her mother to die alone. And they were concerned about the treatment. They were concerned about the test, whether or not they were going to be valid. She said the difficulty was that they wouldn't even allow us to see her before she allowed them to test her for COVID-19. We wanted to give her a different treatment. But see, they don't care about that. Once you get into a hospital, those are going to be your doctors and they're going to make the decision. And if they're not receptive to you, I believe she said that they put her on remdesivir, the standard treatment, so she died. But she said it was not just hydroxychloroquine. She said Dr. McCullough had stated that there was something else called nanoquercetin and zinc, which you said worked similar to hydroxychloroquine. It may be the zinc more than anything else, folks. Zinc has long been known to be antiviral. So nevertheless, when you look at these situations, be very, very careful. The leading cause of death, the third leading cause of death in America is the medical profession itself. Things like ventilators and so forth. So always be skeptical about any kind of recommendation for health. Do your own research and make sure that you've got a doctor like Louis Gohmert does who is going to respect your opinion. And be careful about which doctors you go to because you can get somebody that's going to be very dictatorial. You know, when you look at this, John Rappaport sums it up. I mean, as he points out, he's been talking about how this is a fake pandemic from the very beginning. And he knows that. Because we have seen this story played out by Fauci time and time and time again, and he's covered it. I mean, this is not the first rodeo for Fauci. And it's just amazing to me that people would fall for this, but not John Rappaport. He said, from the beginning, the failure to isolate, to purify, to actually discover a novel coronavirus by the correct procedures. We've had meaningless diagnostic tests, meaningless case numbers, propaganda. And I just showed you the article that's up on InfoWars. We got a statistician to go in and look state by state and say, looky here. At the point they declared that this is the major health risk, all of a sudden, all of the flu deaths go down. And by the amount that they go down, the COVID deaths go up. You look at those two charts and you superimpose them, and you see it's just kind of like a flat line going across. Instead, you know, you look at them independently and you see all of a sudden one of them just drops to zero. That's the flu. And the other one goes from zero to where the flu was, and that's COVID-19. Take a look at those charts at InfoWars.com. Anyway, as John Rappaport talks about this, he goes, the problem is the use of this virus, quote unquote, as a cover story to obscure high-level corporate and government crimes. And that's the bottom line, folks. That's why I say this is not about science. It's not about medicine. They don't even want to debate that. They censor and silence that. This is beyond junk science. This is junk authority and propaganda. And it is criminal. Criminal what is happening. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at what is being done to us criminally in terms of the Greater Depression. I have a heartbreaking letter from an individual I'm going to read you, as well as we're going to take a look at the vaccines and the phoniness of these phase 3 trials.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Governor Abbott and these politicians are doing.
Hey,
I don't know. Should I be the straight man for Abbott or is he the straight man for me? I don't know. But it certainly is a black comedy, a cartoon version of reality that we are living in now. And I got this yesterday from Governor Abbott here in Texas, his Abbott Alerts newsletters. You guys might want to take me off this list. Remove my name from your list, please, or I will read it to people. And what struck me about this was this sycophant for the health bureaucrats who become dictators, this erstwhile Republican and people of his ilk. He starts listing out all of his accomplishments and all the happy news here in Texas. It's like, really? Really? I don't know. I see mental and economic depression here. That's what I see. How out of touch can you be? Hey, Abbott, wake up, man. Unbelievable. Oh, but the good news is they've extended early voting for the November 3rd election. That's great because, you know, what really matters with everything that's going on is the damn election. Are you kidding me? These people are pathetic. Elections don't even matter anymore. Well, you got Republicans acting like Marxist Democrats. Never even, I mean, the Republicans today, I would have never seen the most liberal Democrats, people like Humphrey or Johnson from my childhood. I would have never expected that they would have had the ability. America wouldn't have stood for them shutting the entire country down for the flu. They would have never gotten away with that. They would have never been able to shut down all the middle class businesses and put more than half of them now, about 60% of the restaurants or more, out of business permanently. And then put people on welfare, universal basic income, communism, just communism by fiat from the Republican president, the Republican governor. Are you kidding me? These people are way worse. These Republicans are way worse than the worst Democrat nightmares of my childhood. Who are these people? Extending early voting for the November 3rd election. Then the next one. Texas is ranked the best business climate in America. Well, that's a pretty damn low bar, isn't it? When you got a 33% drop in GDP. Oh, that's right, but we're number one. We only dropped, 25%. How about that? All right. Two Texas companies ranked best in America for customer experience. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, HEB is one of them. I can't shop at HEB anymore. They won't let me in the store. Because I won't wear the costume. I won't comply with a Fauci fatwa. I won't wear his burqa. And, you know, quite frankly, where does it stop? Where does it stop? Are we going to be head to toe covered up like some female in an Islamic country or something? That's really what this is about because, you know, Islam's about submission. And you got to have the head to toe burqa. That's coming up. We're just getting there by degrees, right? First the mouth, then the eyes, then where does it end? It doesn't end because the principle has been established. Then two Texas companies ranked best for America of customer service. Like I said, rebuilding South Texas, coastal Bend communities affected by the hurricane. And then they're going to look at storm damage about the hurricane. And then there's FEMA approval for damage from the hurricane. And then the Texas Task Force is looking at a sinking vessel. And then he finally gets to something that's about COVID. Houston hospitalizations are trending down. The spread of COVID-19 in Galveston County is slowing down. Okay, hey, Abbott, get your laws off of us. Stop the mandated face masks now, then, okay? Oh, no, not going to do that. Not going to do that. This is where we are, folks. And so an acquaintance of mine put out a thing on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I hate Facebook. I hate it personally. I hate it from a business standpoint. I hated it before they censored me. Karen keeps track of friends there. Doug Stone is a country western star who's had some hits. And he's still performing. And he had dates set up at the Grand Ole Opry, and that got canceled because of all this stuff. And he did a couple of shows just recently. And boy, he had the mask mob come after him big time. And so he wrote this as a reply on Facebook. I wanted you to hear this. He said, based on all the hateful comments and the private messages I've been getting since doing my second show in 6 months this past weekend, it seems that I've got two options. I can continue doing shows and social distancing myself with no crowd interaction and meet and greets, or I can just go ahead and retire. What do y'all think? We've sat at home for 6 months waiting for this thing to pass, and who knows when it's going to. Yes, I do personally know people who have been affected by COVID, but are we supposed to lock ourselves away for the next 12 to 18 months? There are a lot of people in the entertainment industry who are hurting right now, and it's not just me I'm supporting out there. There are many people behind the scenes, booking agencies, booking agents, promoters, venues, band members, etc. People look at the star of the show and they automatically assume that because we've had success, we've got plenty of money and we don't have to work. It doesn't work that way. I have expenses and obligations just like everyone else. The bottom line here is that we're talking about a virus that has a 99% survival rate. Have people died? Yes, and it's horrible. And it's a terrible thing. On the other hand, many people who get it recover just like they would from the flu. There were a lot of people in that venue this past weekend. They were not social distancing in the crowd. But no one forced anybody to do anything. If you're not comfortable being around people, by all means, stay home. I took photos of five people who were promoters of the show. Before the show, I sat backstage alone. When it was showtime, I walked out on a stage over 6 feet back from the audience, and I did my show. When it was over, I walked to the back door, and I left. Someone else went out on the stage and packed up my gear for me. I'm doing everything I can to keep myself healthy. I believe in the Lord, and I also believe that our time to leave this earth is predetermined. I'm going to leave here when the good Lord gets ready for me, and not a minute sooner. I do appreciate those who are genuinely concerned. Believe me, my wife is keeping me on a tight leash when it comes to interaction with people in public. Those of you who know her know the way it is. I say all of this to say this. I think there's enough hate in this world without people sitting behind computer screens and adding to it. Let's try to show each other a little more grace. What do you say? Love more, judge less. There's no winners here. We're all in the same boat. God bless Doug Stone. And so there you go. 30 years, 8 number one singles, 15 top five singles. He says, and he's not. He's not rich. He's got things that he has. You cannot just end your life. And this is the key. And yet the hate that is coming out from people is just absolutely amazing. But part of it is, and we see that Trader Joe's has now pulled back. Remember they caved because they had like Trader Jose, which was Mexican food and stuff like that. And some perpetually offended liberal set up a petition and got about 1,000 people in the world. And finally, you've got a business that says, you know, maybe this isn't a big deal. You know, we've got 1,000 people out of 300 million people who don't like this. And if we could start to take that approach towards the other things in life, whether it is shark attacks or COVID-19 or flu deaths or driving in a car or any of these things, you know, there's a risk to everything, but we have to put it in perspective. And that's a good thing. Trader Joe's looked at that. They said, well, okay, got 1,000 grumps who are always offended about everything and just looking to have to score a victory by controlling other people's lives. And we're not going to play that game. And I hope that Doug doesn't play that game either. I hope you don't play that game. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have never been so concerned about what's going on. This is all martial law prepping, martial law training, and now they have activated the most criminal elements, the deep state, and Pelosi is bragging they're going to remove the president illegally with COG. You cannot remove the president with COG. You can only remove the president, 25th Amendment, or impeachment, but they're saying they're going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are putting this in every newspaper in the country and legitimizing the fact that if he contests the election in any way, when they say by default they are, that they're going to pull this. This is maximum alert. This is emergency alert. Yes, they've censored the Patriots off most of the internet, but band.video is still there. The radio show is still there. And yes, we're getting about 5 times the traffic we were getting before the ban to the actual sites. But we need to get this message to other people outside of our audience. So tell everyone now about the martial law plan and the plan to get rid of Trump. It's all posted at band.video. Please, we can defeat these people if you take action. You are the answer. Please, please, please.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20 plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
There are a lot of signs that people are really waking up to the New World Order and global government.
But one of the biggest is privacy pouches. I've been selling these for more than 10 years. In the old days, they weren't 100% effective. Now they are. They're little bitty, lightweight Faraday cages that small phones and even large cell phones fit into very, very comfortably and then slip right into your pocket. And these things work great. That way, you're not tracked. You're not traced by government, by big corporations, by big tech, by hackers, by criminals. They're selling your data. They're using it against you. AI uses this to be able to predict the future, manipulate markets. It's critical that everyone stop going around with your cell phones being naked. Well, I got to tell you, normally we probably sold a couple hundred a month. We're selling upwards of 1,000 of these a day. Plus, we have a good unit, and it's also a good price. We have it in 4 different colors. It's the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. People are really waking up. I'm seeing it all over the news that folks are aware of this and are now using these. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
My dear, I've got good news to shout in your ears. The long-lost dollar has come back to the fold. With silver, you can turn your dreams to gold. Oh, we're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is sunny.
Making America Great Depression again, isn't it? Oh, if we can look that landlord right in the eye, well, you're going to have a lot of people going to be looking the landlord in the eye coming up if we don't get our check from the government because we've lost our jobs and our businesses. And so are you going to be able to look the landlord in the eye? Are you going to be able to get some of those gold coins those girls are dancing around with? We got, that was Gold Diggers of 1933, I think was that movie. Well, the gold diggers up in Canada, looks like they're going to get bought by the Chinese. The Chinese, are planning, to acquire Canada's TMAC resources. China's state owned, and of course everything in China is state owned. See, the Chinese are not communists. The Chinese are fascists. All the businesses and the government are merged, and they are the pattern for us. And so this has been a trend for us. We had with Henry Kissinger, he was able to get Richard Nixon, Kissinger was a real president. And so Nixon is the one who put China in the money, put them in the catbird seat. They were going to be the beta test site for all this stuff, rolling it out. And now we are following China right into despotism. But the state-owned Shandong Gold Mining Company is trying to... They're planning to acquire this Canadian company. All these gold mines are above the Arctic Circle. I wonder if these were discovered by Yukon Cornelius. I don't know. Anyway, Shandong, one of the biggest gold miners in the Asian country, will need a green light from the government in order to purchase this mine, despite being the only bidder and willing to save the debt-ridden Canadian company. Now, I look at this and I say, now, this is a company that is going out of business in a gold boom, a gold mining company that can't make it during a gold boom. Now, this is some bad management. I guess when they look at this, this is why some of the people are saying, I don't know if this is a play on gold or if this is a play for the Chinese to get a foothold in the Arctic region. But it looks like they'll probably be able to grease the palms of Justin Trudeau and get them to push that on. One individual who is with the other party in Canada said this purchase should not go forward. They're clearly adversaries, and I think we have to take that into account every time they seek to buy something. And they're concerned that it's all about getting a foothold in the Arctic region, and I don't think that's too much of a stretch when these people are not able to make a go of it financially in this gold market, a gold mine that can't do that? Something doesn't sound right here. I mean, either this is a gold mine without any gold, or it's the worst managed company ever, ever. And so when you look at this, just understand that, this is part of the Belt and Road Initiative. This is the way the Chinese have been operating. We go in and we take over areas with our military. We create a presumption of threat, military threat, and we send in the military and take over the area. That's the way the Americans do it. But the Chinese are more about business. As Gerald Celente always says, the business of China is business. And so they are busy taking over the world, but they're doing it by economics. They come in with their Belt and Road Initiative, and they use that as their form of colonization. And that may be the case here. All I can say is that if you're going to give them a sweetheart deal on this Canadian company, let me apply for this. Give me a Canadian government subsidized loan, and I'll be happy to take over this gold mine and operate it to create Canadian jobs. How about that? Just give me this. That's the way the billionaires work, right? That's the way Elon Musk works. That's the way Sundar Pikachu works. All these people, you know, they go in and they get government subsidies for various activities that are considered to be important. You know, we got to have smart cities. We've got to have 5G. Let's subsidize 5G with $20 billion. Let's subsidize the vaccines with tens of billions of dollars. Because it's all about creating jobs. You know, so we bring these people in from foreign countries and, like Chobani yogurt, right? Chobani. Give them a yogurt factory, give him, massive subsidies so he can hire people from abroad and bring them in to work for cheap labor. They don't even speak English, so they're captive. So instead, you know, let's do some people here who are Canadians and Americans. And, give us a chance to get down on that gravy train. You know, I could make a go of this. Just give me a few $1 billion and a free factory. I'm sure I could run it better than these guys are doing if they're making, they're losing money during a gold boom at a gold mine. But there's a lot of people who are losing money right now, except for the gold mines. Most of the other gold mines are doing really, really well. The economy yesterday came out, contracted by 9.5% in just one quarter. The worst in history, recorded history. And so all the talk that you see about a 33% decline, 32.9% actually, that is annualized. So they look at that and they say, well, you know, if it drops just under 10%, that's about 33% for the year. And so things are not looking too good, but things are even worse if we look at this down the line. Because not only is there a currency reset here, but as Ron Paul has been talking, and I've mentioned this a couple of times briefly, but I haven't really gone into it, the Fed coin. If you remember the first spending bill that they had, the first subsidy, major subsidy that they did, they had in that bill a move to a cashless currency. Now, that was taken out when people screamed about that. And then they started talking more about how dirty paper money is, and then lo and behold, the Federal Reserve said, we've got a coin shortage. We don't have any coins. We're unable to make coins. We forgot how to do it. It isn't like they have to go get gold and silver to make the coins anymore. They make them out of any kind of metal slug. but the Federal Reserve that runs, you know, this whole thing, they just don't know how to do that anymore. And so we get all these reports about various people, banks offering people, you know, they'll pay you extra for the coins. You know, you give us a dollar's worth of coin and we'll give you $1.30 credit in your bank account and so forth. Stories about Chick-fil-A giving people free food if they pay using coins because they're so short of coins. They're trying to squeeze us out of cash. They want to go to a digital dollar. That's coming back. That is part of this. Every part of their global agenda is being used. Is being implemented because they're using this COVID-19 as a MacGuffin. And as this is all going to be part of the universal basic income. As a matter of fact, the tweet that I put out yesterday, I didn't get to this yesterday, but I put out a tweet and I put out the meme of Bill Gates. And he says, so here's how this works. I chip you. We go to a cashless society. All the money is on the chip. And then you do exactly what you're told or you don't eat. And that's exactly what this is about, folks. You don't eat, you don't go anywhere, you don't get any job unless you do everything that I say. You get a vaccine as well. And we're going to use this as identification. They've got everything that they want to do, that they're doing now. They've always planned to do. And identification is part of the cash as well as the vaccine.
There are only a few days left
to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land, and you will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. The most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were just talking about FedCoin. I don't know what they will actually call it. That's Ron Paul's term for it. A digital dollar. A cryptocurrency, if you will, put out by the Federal Reserve to crowd out other cryptocurrencies. You know, Zuckerberg made his play for that with Libra Coin, and he actually put out a white paper. In it,
He tried to sell it to the establishment by saying, we could create a de facto global ID. Wouldn't you like that? Yeah, then you want that, right? He knows that's what they want. Everything about the cashless society, everything about the vaccines, it all comes back to a global ID. One ID where they want to be able to track their cattle. That's you. You need to understand that is the central issue, the tracking and identifying and monitoring of each and every one of you and of all of your activities. And so, of course, this has been put into these various bailout bills, put in there to say, well, look, we can make up a digital coin, and that way we can just shuffle out cash to you directly into your bank accounts or whatever. And that tells you that they're not planning on ever stopping this. They're not planning on letting us go back to our lives where we have the ability to create businesses, to create jobs, to do what we wish. They're going to keep us unemployed. They're going to keep us on an allowance. And that is the plan. It has always been the plan to keep you on an allowance, just like Social Security. Social Security is a very effective weapon for them. They can always scare you about Social Security. Because, when you don't have a job, you're retired or whatever, you're dependent on the government handout, and that's what they want to do for everybody. Put everybody on welfare of one sort or the other. And so it'll crowd out the cryptocurrencies. It will allow them to shuffle out this money to you more easily. And then it'll also let them track everything that you do. And as Ron Paul points out, do you remember when we had Operation Choke Point? Remember that? Where the Obama administration said, we are putting pressure on the credit card companies and the banks to not do business with people who sell guns, the gun retailers, the gun manufacturers, and so forth. Operation Choke Point. We're going to choke them out. They will use Fedcoin or any of this money that they give out and take it away from you in the form of cash. With cash, once they send that cash out for you, they can't track it anymore. So you can use it to buy guns or whatever you wish. They don't have any say-so over that. But when it goes to their system, as we've already seen their willingness to do so, going through the banking system, credit card system, they want to use that as a choke point to stop you from buying certain goods and services. And it's not just going to be guns, liberals. It'll also be your choice in health care. If you want to buy, natural health supplements, they might just choke that out. So it's going to be any type of thing, because this is really the China anti-social credit system. I refuse to call it the social credit system. It's anti-social, just like it is anti-social distancing policy. All of this stuff is anti-social media. And that's the way they're going to use this, to control what you buy. That's one of the reasons why. It's not just the privacy, like you're trying to, do something in a black market, although as they criminalize everything, black markets are going to be the way to go. We had one of the doctors who was one of the organizers of the White Coat Summit has now been fired by her hospital. She's an emergency physician there. She's hired a lawyer, Lynn Wood, same one that I believe defended the Catholic students that were trolled by CNN. But she's been fired. And she said, it's time we take a stand, because we're going into tyranny. And this is the thing, folks. Doctors, you are number one on their list, healthcare providers. And if you don't stand up to this, then you are going to be the first ones that they take control of. It's kind of like the politicians. We've always said politicians don't stand up for our freedom, don't stand up for our privacy. They're the ones that are going to be spied on. And that is true. And the doctors, if they do not want to get the experimental RNA modifying vaccines, which we've never done before, if they don't want to be the first in line for that, then they're going to be kicked out of their job. So they better stand up right now for medical freedom and informed choice and consent and a doctor-patient relationship that is outside of government control. Again, we have to understand when we talk about junk authority that we have different spheres of authority. The family is one. The doctor-patient relationship is another relationship that should not be interfered with by the government unless there's something fraudulent going on there, just like the family. If there's something abusive going on, then, yeah, the government can come in and do something about that. But other than that, you better have a reason to do that as well. But other than that, that'll leave these different spheres of authority alone. Church is another one. So you have these different institutions besides government. We should not subsume everything into politics and then create this pyramid structure with unelected bureaucrats at the very top, whether they're health bureaucrats or whether they are the Supreme Court. And so doctors, if you don't stand up for this, pastors, if you don't stand up for this, you're going to be in this situation just like us. You're going to be operating in a underground economy. You're going to have an underground church. You're going to have underground health care. And maybe that's where we're going to be going. I would like to not see that happen. But it's going to require people to get a backbone and stand up to this. And if they fire you, then you come after them with everything that you've got. Almost 30 million Americans went hungry last week as the recovery stalled. Did you ever think that you would see empty grocery store shelves in America and people hungry? Imposed artificially by the federal government, its guidelines and recommendations from unelected bureaucrats, that it would happen instantaneously? It's absolutely amazing. And when we talk about welfare, we now have Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is pushing something that he calls the Trust Act. Trust me. Trust me, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you. And so the part of the Trust Act, as this article from Yahoo is saying, the GOP is slipping an attack on Social Security into its coronavirus relief bill. Yeah, it's Mitch McConnell, it's Mitt Romney. And, of course, what they're doing is something that Barack Obama wanted to do back in 2010. That's why I say Mitt Romney was no different from Barack Obama. He was just a fighting whitey version of Barack Obama. You know, the fighting whiteys that the Indians said, we don't want to have an Indian mascot on our team anymore decades ago. So they came up with a fighting whiteys, you know, it looked like Mitt Romney with a pipe there. And so he was just kind of the fighting whitey version of Barack Obama. You get to pick, which one of these surrogates, which one of these puppets you want, whether it was Obamacare, or whether it was reorganizing Social Security, they both wanted to do it. People pushed back against that at the time. But basically, they're going to use the cover of the pandemic to slash Social Security. That's what they're talking about. And so you trust these people to give you universal basic income? Zero Hedge says, are Americans too poor for new cars? Older vehicles are dominating highways. They said the average vehicle age on the roads is about to breach the 12-year-old level. They said, we definitely expect to eclipse the 12-year barrier. And this is why you've got Biden saying, well, if I'm elected president, we're going to do a cash for clunkers thing, and we're going to give you money to switch over from these cars that you can work on yourself, cars that have a long range, cars that are somewhat analog. We'll give you money to buy an electric car that we can monitor, that we can control, that has a short life and a short range. We'll do that for you. And then we see that America is going to have its first autonomous F1 race. Think about this. These multi-billionaires who own their F1 race cars, now they don't even have to bother with those human drivers anymore. They just got their giant life-size slot cars out there. No humans necessary, and they can race each other. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
There are only a few days left
to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products. And the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the info war and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth. That's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Going hungry last week as recovery stalls. Restaurants are going out of business. Grocery stores are having difficulty maintaining shelves in some areas still. People are not going to go to restaurants because of the social distancing rules, because of the fear that has been engendered. You got two different classes of people that don't want to go to restaurants. Both of them don't want to go to restaurants. You got people who are not afraid and don't want to wear a mask. We're not allowed into the restaurants. The people who want to wear masks are afraid to go into the restaurants. There's a few people that don't fit into either of those categories. These are the people who think that they're safe if they're afraid of the virus, but they think that they're safe if they go into the restaurant and wear a mask until they walk 5 feet to sit at a table, and then they can take it off, and everybody else has got it off in the restaurant for the rest of the time. I mean, that's your customer base now if you own a restaurant. And so California Pizza Kitchen has now declared bankruptcy. They've joined the list of chains that have been put out of business permanently by federal government fiat. This is just beyond belief to me. As Americans are ditching airports and hotels, RV boom has saved the GDP from an even bigger collapse, as it collapsed by 10%. People are buying RVs left and right. You know, this is one of the bright spots of my economic life here, I guess. It wasn't a lot of money. But at the beginning of this, my son talked me into getting an RV. And it was a lot of work. I was reluctant to do it. I see this stuff coming, but I typically don't take any action on it. You know, kind of like gold. I see this going on. I say, yeah, it's going to happen. It's like, oh, I got to do that today, and I'm just too busy to get it done. I don't get it done. So we did this. He pressured me, and we did it. And after having it for about a month or two, we saw the prices exploding, and we sold it for about 50% more than we bought it for. But it wasn't a lot of money, but it's one of the few things that we got in on with. But when we look at the economic situation that we're facing here, and this is something that, I don't know, it's not necessarily something that I guess Abbott could do anything about it. Hey, Abbott, did you know that in Texas we have 78,000 public employees that are making more than $100,000 and it's costing taxpayers $12 billion? Maybe he knows that. A lot of these people probably work for him. Some of them don't. If you look at this article from Forbes, you look at city managers in Texas cities, and you've got one person in the little town of Laredo making almost $1 million a year, $880,000. San Antonio, $574,000. Allen, Texas, $433,000. Dallas, Texas, $406,000. Austin, $378,000. And on and on and on. All these different cities here. Absolutely amazing. What does this tell you? This is a metric, folks. This is a metric for the fact that it's not just in Washington, D.C., where we see all of the extravagant salaries and all the concentration of money. Like I've said many times before, it's not so much a swamp as it is a black hole that's drawing all power and money into it. And the more money and power that goes into it, the more it pulls in. It's this regenerative effect. And it's just sucking everything. Giant sucking sound? Well, it's not necessarily going into Mexico like Ross Perot said. I think the giant sucking sound is now going into government. And it's not just at the federal government. It's also at the state government. There's a lot of corruption. We have $300 million that Abbott paid to a company to track us. This is a company that barely exists in Frisco, Texas. It's got a guy who forged his college credentials. They'd do any investigation on this, but they're going to use these people presumably to investigate you. Now, the good news about this is that I don't know if this company is capable of doing anything. It just may be a big payoff bribe. But they're throwing lots of money at this, $300 million. But we've got 78,000 Texas public employees making over $100,000 a year. Oh, yeah. And Abbott is bragging about how wonderful things are here in Texas as he's got statewide mask regulations on us. Going to have to put those masks over our eyes, Abbott, so we don't see the shenanigans that you're up to here. But even here in Texas, everything is being subsumed by the government. Nobody does anything without government permission. You don't get any medicine without government permission. Soon you're not going to get any food without government permission. You're going to be able to travel or do a job or anything without government permission. And that's going to be contingent on your vaccine. On your vaccine. So let's talk a little bit about that. I've got an article here. Actually, it's a CDC document that was sent to me by a listener. And it shows, this is the CDC talking about who they're going to focus on for vaccination first. And they've got different tiers. They've got tier 1 through 5 of the people that they prioritize to vaccinate first in case of a pandemic. And this is the CDC's framework. The Department of Health and Human Services going back to 2005. So it's HHS, CDC, working with the WHO. Yeah, who's on first? I don't know who's on second. And, hey, Abbott, but the people who are at the top tier of this that are going to get shot first are going to be in Homeland and National Security, deployed and mission essential personnel. Boom. They're going to get it. Even if it's low severity, they're going to get it first. And so they have basically the different tiers, and they have it broken down whether it is a low severity pandemic, moderate or very high severity. But also, if you look at health care providers, more than anybody, they seem to be focused on. That's why these doctors, folks, doctors, if you don't want to be a guinea pig, and you should understand the risk better than anybody of this RNA vaccine. It's never been done before for good reason. And always in the past, nobody wanted to do it except for Moderna. And Moderna has never produced any vaccines or treatments that are based on this. But now they're rushing to the forefront because nobody's going to look over their shoulder or question what they're doing. And not only them, but Pfizer's vaccine is also based on this tactic of mRNA. And so when you look at the people who are going to get it first, public health personnel, inpatient health care providers, outpatient home health providers, health care providers and long-term care facilities, pharmacists, and pharmacy technicians. And then, of course, the EMS people, law enforcement, fire services, so forth. All of you are on the front line to get this stuff first. So what are they doing to test it? I pointed out yesterday that the phase three stuff is a lie. I did a more detailed article of it because it really needs to be consolidated. And I did more research to look at how the FDA goes through the approval process for therapeutics and how they do it for vaccines. It's different. I had a listener who contacted me talking about how she was in a trial for a therapeutic. And in the trial for the therapeutics, they also have three phases. The first phase is safety only, and it's a very, very small group of people. And this is assuming that they've already done the tests on animals, and they've had some really horrific animal results with this Moderna stuff. And I'll get into that in a minute. But before we talk about that, they skipped the animal testing, and they went straight through to the people group. And I talked about that. I played for you what RFK Jr. was pointing out about those results not looking too promising, looking very dangerous, as a matter of fact. And when we come back, I don't have enough time to get into this before we go to break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about the difference in the way the government approves therapeutics and the way they approve vaccines. There is a big difference. Just like you can sue these companies for drugs that they make that do harm to you, but you can't sue them for vaccines. And it turns out that the testing stuff is just as rigged. But the media is collaborating on this to lie to the public about it. You can find this article at roundtablereport.com, the three phases of lies in the development of COVID vaccines. Before we go to break, I just want to remind you about our Christmas in July sale. Today is the end of July. It is the end of our sale. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off. We still have some of the products, I think, that are rapidly selling out. Bod Ease, VasoBeat, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all those 50% off and selling out. We also have DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, our Vitamin B12. We have Winter Sun, our Vitamin D product, all of those 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back and tell you about the lies about testing. It's just absolutely amazing.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with VasoBeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, VasoBeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, VasoBeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with VasoBeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN, because Fauci says if we don't,
we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's understand how Fauci and his friends in the media will play fast and loose with terminology in order to deceive you. I talked yesterday about the fact that they were not going to be doing any exposure of people who had gotten the vaccine. They were not going to expose them to COVID-19. In spite of all of the news media articles you see, we've got college students who are volunteering to be exposed to it after they're vaccinated and so forth. And then you see articles about 30,000 this and 30,000. No. You're not going to have 30,000 people are going to get the vaccine and they're going to be exposed to this. That doesn't happen. They don't do that with vaccines. There's a difference in the way vaccines are tested and the way that therapeutics are tested, just like there's a difference in their legal liability. And so when we look at this, and we've got Fauci out there talking about we're going to have a safe and effective vaccine and so forth, he knows that he is lying to you. He knows better than this. As a matter of fact, if you go to the NIH's own documents, and I've got a link in this story, the three phases of lies in the development of COVID vaccines. This is at roundtablereport.com. When he links these two things, and when he talks about the efficacy of the vaccine, he is lying to you. If you look at the NIH's own site, they explain very carefully that there's a difference between efficacy, effectiveness, and immunogenicity. And we'll explain what that term means here. But those are three very different things. And this is a quote from the NIH's own site. They say efficacy of a vaccine is measured in randomized placebo-controlled studies that are expensive and difficult to plan. So it's, and moreover, it's unethical to offer a placebo instead of a vaccine. And so for all of these reasons, the effectiveness of vaccine is measured as an epidemiological effect from observational studies. In other words, they are not going to expose you to this. And they say it's unethical to offer a placebo instead of a vaccine, right? Hear that? It's unethical. So they're not going to, and this is at the heart of this, is a difference between a vaccine, which is intended to be preventative if it works. It's supposed to prevent you from getting the disease, whereas a treatment, a therapeutic, is there to help people who already have a disease or a condition. And so what they're saying is we can't do a double-blind placebo study and expose somebody to a disease that they don't already have. That's unethical. And if they want to maintain the fantasy that this is some kind of a disease that's going to kill everybody, yeah, that was why they cooked the numbers in a particular way at the beginning of all this, to make it look like it had an extremely high case fatality rate. Now, after they got that ingrained into everybody's mind, and I told you they were cooking the books about that, now they come out and say, oh, look, everybody's getting it. Well, if you go back now and you plug those numbers in that, oh, look, everybody is testing positive, now it's got a case fatality rate that is less than flu. Less than flu. But it's the psychology that they're working on. Nevertheless, they've got to maintain this idea that it is lethal. They said this before. They said, look, if we got an Ebola vaccine, we can't test an Ebola vaccine. We can't expose people to Ebola. 80% of the people who get that die with their guts liquefied. So we can't expose people because in a double-blind test, you would be basically doing the Tuskegee experiment to everybody. You know, let's bring in these black people and give them syphilis. I don't even know they gave anybody any treatment at Tuskegee. I mean, they just may have just brought them in and just given them the syphilis to see what happened. But you can't have a situation where you give half the people a placebo and then expose them to a disease. We'll finish up on this in the next segment, and then we're going to have our guest, Richard Proctor, will be joining us in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him. I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up, okay? It's real. It's real.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The three phases of lies in the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. And, of course, we hear all this stuff about phase three. What does it really mean? As I was just saying in the last segment, the NIH itself draws a clear distinction between efficacy, effectiveness, and immunogenicity, generating immunity, in other words. And they say that you talk about the efficacy of a vaccine. Well, you can't really do that in a placebo-controlled study because you can't give something that is that's the whole idea behind vaccines there to prevent you from getting a disease that you don't have. So it's unethical to give people a vaccine, and half of them would just be getting a placebo. They wouldn't even be getting the vaccine. And then exposing them to a disease. And so they say, so we don't do that. Effectiveness is going to be measured as an epidemiological effect from observational studies. And it will be, we will also take a look during the testing process at immunogenicity of the vaccine, the ability of the vaccine to induce an immune response in a vaccinated individual. So this is the way that they test for vaccines. We'll talk about the three phases. When you look at a therapeutic that gets FDA approval, it typically goes through three phases as well. And I had a listener who contacted me. She said that she'd gone through this as a volunteer. She had a condition, and that's what we're talking about for therapeutics, not vaccines, but for therapeutics. She volunteered to take part in a study. In phase one, after they've completed animal studies, which they've now skipped for this process, completely skipped that. After phase one, they would take a small number of humans, very small number, tens, and they would pay them a lot of money. A lot of times it's prisoners, and they would expose them to this to see if they died, if they had serious reactions. And then the next phase, they would also look at safety. They would monitor them closely, but not as closely perhaps as the first one. It would be hundreds of people in the next phase. But they would also be looking to see whether or not this drug had any effectiveness against the disease or the condition. And then in the third phase, they look at safety and efficacy again, but they expand it to thousands of people. So that's typically what happens. And then at that point, by the way, from phase two to phase three, only about a third of the drugs that are tested advance from a phase two to a phase three test. And then at that point, as she pointed out, when she participated in the study, and I don't know if she was in phase two or phase three, but she said it actually cured her condition. But she said that the FDA still hasn't approved that drug, and it's been 6 years. In her opinion, they're waiting for, somebody else that's got better connections with the politicians at the FDA to come up with their drug. Let them get in on it first. Because why would you hold back something that worked for 6 years that passed it? It could also be the fact that a couple of years ago, I pointed out, the Goldman Sachs report lecturing the pharmaceutical industry. And they said, look at this. They came up, and I forget what the condition was. They said, this particular company came up with a cure. We do not want you to cure. This is not our business model to cure a disease. So that might be the problem with it. Goldman Sachs at the time, they said, look at this. They cured this with this drug. They made $12 billion the first year. But then look at this. Their sales just went practically to zero in the second year, and they went to zero in the third year. This is not what we want. We want continuing profits. Don't cure the disease. We want to keep these things around as chronic conditions. They wrote this, Goldman Sachs wrote this to lecture the pharmaceutical industry. It's like, duh, this is about money. It's not about health. It's not about curing anything. We want to keep these people on the drug as long as possible. So that might have been why this drug that she participated in the studies that cured her condition did not get approved. But then let's talk about how this is different for vaccines. Again, they're not going to expose people who've been vaccinated to the disease. And so what is happening with this is they've done the phase one study, and I talked about the concerns that RFK Jr. had about that yesterday. 6% of the people were hospitalized who got the low dose of this Moderna vaccine. 21% of the people who got the high dose were hospitalized. And he said they've cherry picked these people. He looked at their exclusionary process and he goes, look at all the, how healthy they have to be. He says that these people are like the Avengers. They can take a bullet and not go down. And he goes, meanwhile, you're then going to go out and give this to the average American? You know, Sally Sixpack and Joey Bag of Donuts is 50 pounds overweight and diabetic and heart disease and all this other kind of stuff. You're going to then give it to them after you've done this? So this is a recipe for disaster, and it is. But then there's the genetic component of it as well. But how does this work with phase three, and how are they lying to you? In the three phases for vaccines, the first two phases are about safety. They don't do anything about efficacy. The thing that stands in the place of efficacy, remember, the NIH itself says there's a difference between efficacy, effectiveness, and immunogenicity. So what they do is they look at it and they say, well, are you producing antibodies that we have decided are what's going to be an appropriate response to this particular pathogen? And that's where the immunogenicity comes in. So you heard all these reports, these press reports from Moderna. Look, they produced antibodies and so forth. That's what they would call immunogenicity. And then if it does that, then they call it effective. But that's very different from efficacy, which actually cures something. Or in this particular case, prevents something. Because remember, vaccines are not going to cure anything. Vaccines are there if they work, as stated, if they're going to be safe and effective. They keep you from getting something. They don't cure something you've already got. And so what they do in the first two phases, they're looking at safety and they're looking at immunogenicity. Does it produce antibodies that they have presumed to be what need to be produced? And then in phase three, what they do is they gradually increase it like they did the other one. They start out with tens, then they go to hundreds of people in phase two, then they go to thousands of people in phase three. And so what they're saying is we're rushing this, but we're going to do tens of thousands. How about that? 30,000 people. We're not going to just do 1,000 or 2,000. We're going to do 30,000. Don't you feel better about that now? No, actually, because what they're going to do is they're going to run this epidemiological study for 2 years. They're going to let these people go about their business. You know, half of them will have placebos and half of them will have the vaccine, and they're going to roam around society for 2 years. And then they will look at it from an epidemiological standpoint and say, well, what percentage of these people who got the placebo got COVID-19 and got sick or died from it? And then what percentage of the people who got the vaccine got COVID-19 and got sick or died from it? And that's how they're going to say that this is effective. And they're not going to have that result for 2 years. That's why you've got the group that says one day sooner. This is a group of 100 scientists, I pointed out, and they are big vaccine advocates. They're true believers in this stuff, unlike me. And they want to have this. They said, if we could get this one day sooner, we could save lives. And so they are calling for challenge trials. And they've actually got a lot of college students. Again, no health conditions, young and healthy and so forth. Not people who are at risk for this disease in the first place. But they've got a lot of them who have signed up to say, yeah, we want to do this. We'll sign up for the test. And they sent a letter to the NIH, to Fauci, to Francis Collins. But that's not the way they do it. And Francis Collins is not going to do that. And Fauci is not going to do that. They don't ever do that. It's unethical. And as a matter of fact, it's criminal to do that. You had the NHS doctor who said, yeah, we got this vaccine that we're working on at Oxford, and I gave it to my kids, and I think she said she exposed them to COVID-19 or something, but she gave the vaccine to her kids. Look, if you expose your kids to that, not only is that unethical, that's a violation of the Nuremberg Code. You cannot have people who volunteer for something that is life-threatening. So make up your mind. Is it life-threatening or not? If it is, she needs to be charged with violating the Nuremberg Code. It's just one lie after the other, folks. They're not going to be challenging this. They're not going to have anything that's effective. But they are going to force you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the info war and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID. But, of course, it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars store.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Richard Proctor, and of course Richard has a frequent guest talking about law and the Constitution and economics. You remember those things? We don't have law, the Constitution, or economics anymore. I mean, all that stuff is kind of flown out the window. So if you want to rediscover the lost foundations of a civilization that is rapidly disappearing, that we used to call America, go to bathroomeconomics.com and you can find Richard's books on economics, on the Constitution, on the history of liberty. And joining us now is Richard Proctor. Thank you for coming back, Richard.
Good to see you. Glad to be back. I'm always glad to come here. It's an excellent forum. Excellent.
Tell us, you were telling me when we were talking during the break that you had a personal experience with a mask. Tell the audience about what happened to you in Utah.
First, everybody must remember that I'm 80 years old, okay, and almost 80, and I have oxygen deprivation issues. I have to have oxygen at night. They want me to carry one of those tubes all day long. I won't do it. Anyway, a store I went to insisted, and I had to go to that store, insisted that I wear a mask. Well, I have one. It's made out of plastic, doesn't have any cloth there. I put it on. It has a little slot to breathe out of. I put that on and wandered around the store with that for about 25 minutes. Left the store, took it off, and discovered that I now had lung problems. I'd been rebreathing all that CO2. I'd been getting very little oxygen, and I now had lung problems. Lung problems is one of the things that they say is COVID-19 related. In this case, it was related just to the mask. But you see, if people are exposed like this, they're going to go in and have a test. People go in and have tests, they find them positive because now they do have a lung problem. They are positive. So they'll put them on a respirator, which has a significant death rate. Folks, this is all just set up. The masks will create environments that you will get sick. Not only that, the EPA says, in their website, and I have a document here called Indoor Air Quality, which I will forward to anybody who asks me at my email address. Anyway, this document says that, I'm just going to read it. Anything made worse by some effects may be made worse by an inadequate supply of outdoor air. In other words, folks, you can get sick because you don't have an adequate source of outdoor air. That's just outdoor. That's not oxygen. That's just outdoor air.
Yeah.
Folks,
yeah.
They're setting us up to get sick.
Keeping you inside so that you don't get sufficient sunlight and your body doesn't generate vitamin D. I mean, that's why we sell the vitamin D supplement. We call it winter sun because that's typically one of the factors is why you have an increase in coronavirus over the
over the winter months is because people are not getting vitamin D. And that's a well-known fact admitted by both the CDC and the NIH as well. Everybody knows that. So they're doing things to make us sick. But it's also the point, Richard, you know, we talk about this situation, and I really resent the presumptions now been sold to the public that individual health is not important because we've got to focus on public health. And you know, as an economist, that's the way the Marxists work, right? We don't care about individual rights or individual money. We got to think always about the collective. And you subsume and take the individual down below whatever is in the group's interest. And yet the group is made up of individuals, which is why socialism and communism and all of these centralized controls always fail to deliver the safety or the whatever that they promise, because they are contemptuous of the individual. And that's really what's going on. And then you've got these people who are not doctors at this store, just like I've talked about the employee at Delta that's been contacting me about what's going on there. He said, if somebody shows up and they say, I've got a health issue, they say, prove it. Get on the phone. We've got a some kind of a medical person on the line here that works as a contractor for us. So you tell them about your medical condition, and they'll decide whether or not they're going to let you on the plane. And if we don't let you on the plane, we're going to blacklist you from ever flying Delta again because you tried to trick us into letting you on our plane without wearing a mask.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, that's where we're going. My. We've got these little fascists at the corporate level that are dictating this to you in the name of public health. And that's what's really dangerous about this.
And you know, people say, well, the Constitution is set aside if there's public health, a threat of public health. That's not true. It is not set aside. They can make suggestions all day long, but it is not set aside in the case of a public health. And people are accepting it. Well, the Constitution is set aside if it's public health. No, it is not.
Yeah, I think our corrupt politicians in both parties are using this as an excuse, as a beard, to engage in their corruption, to do what they had planned to do all along. I mean, that's really what we're seeing here.
That's exactly right. These guys are paid by the international banking establishment to do the things they're doing. And if they don't do them, they don't get paid. So there's that part. And how do you think people start in Congress as regular folk and end up as millionaires? I mean, come on, you got to realize there's stuff going on in the background that they never refer to, but it's there. Just see the results. All you got to do is look at results and see the patterns. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's right. So, start out as a community organizer and then they turn into a multi-millionaire. Or they can start out as a lifelong communist like Bernie Sanders, and he's a multi-millionaire there as well. But, you know, when we look at the mask issue, I had a story where I talked about a young child who was kicked out of a public playground because he didn't have a mask. And the mother said he's got autism and he can't wear a mask. First of all, he's got breathing issues. Secondly, he freaks out if you put anything on his face shield, anything like that. They didn't care because it's not about individual health. They have contempt for individual health, just like they got contempt for individual rights and for informed choice and for a doctor-patient relationship. Dr. Mercola talked about the mask controversy, and he said, understand there's two components to the transmission of diseases that we're talking about here. One of them is aerosolized virus particles, and the other is droplets, respiratory droplets, spit as you're talking that's going out. And so you can argue that there might be some efficacy on the cloth masks for the droplets, but that's not really how it is transmitted. Those don't go very far because they're droplets. The things that travel a long way are the aerosolized virus particles, which are very small. They're smaller than even the N95 masks are going to trap. And so when you go back and you look at it that way and you understand those two things, but we're not having a medical debate. This is simply about the abuse of authority.
Yeah, what those droplets, not the droplets, but the microbe, one micro, which is 100 millionth of a meter, 100 million. We can't even understand how small that is. None of these masks will trap that. None of them. And that's what's being forced out every time you breathe. I watch people breathe in and out. You can see the mask going in and out while they breathe. Half of what they're breathing is CO2. It's all detrimental to them, and there's almost no oxygen. The day will come when they have severe health problems because of these masks. That'll
yep,
be a little
absolutely
ways
right.
away.
We got to take a break. We're going to be right back. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with General Flynn and the out-of-control legal system where the judge is acting as prosecutor. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking and saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor. His books on economics, the Constitution, liberty, you can find at bathroomeconomics.com.
And in this segment, Richard, I wanted to talk about what's going on with General Flynn. Because this thing has been rolling out for 3 years. It has been exposed innumerable times as being a kangaroo court with this judge, this Obama judge, Emmett Sullivan, acting more like a persecutor, not even a prosecutor, but a persecutor than a judge. I mean, he's not an impartial judge over the law. I mean, he's out to get General Flynn. And I believe that one of the reasons why there was a three-judge D.C. Court of Appeals that basically said we're going to dismiss this case against General Flynn, I believe one of the reasons they did that was because his new lawyer, Sidney Powell, exposed the lies, the corruption, and the withholding of evidence that would have shown that General Flynn was innocent. That's called exculpatory evidence. And so there was a lot of corruption. There was a lot of evidence that was being hidden by this judge. And as she exposed that, and of course, the previous lawyers that General Flynn had were horrible. They were basically just rolling over for the prosecution. They were actually even hiding information from General Flynn himself. Sidney Powell found this information. She told him about it. And she knew that there was other information. Trying to get that information from them, the judge was withholding that. So there was, out of this D.C. Court of Appeals, they had three judges that sit on the Court of Appeals. And this is not uncommon when an appeal court, when you appeal up to a federal appellate court, they will have a lot of different judges, like the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I don't know. They got maybe like two dozen judges or something like that. There's different number of judges on these different appeal courts. But frequently they'll have like three of them hear a particular case. And in this particular case, they dismissed Flynn's case with a 2-1 of the judges. And then this judge, Sullivan, appealed this to the D.C. Court of Appeals and said, I want all of the judges, it's called en banc, that means that all of them have to sit down and hear this. I don't want just three of these judges deciding this. I want all 11 of you in the courtroom, and I want a retrial. I want to have a retrial of this, because he's now acting as a prosecutor, not as a judge. And so this is absolutely amazing. This is going to happen again August 11th, and it is just astounding at the way this political persecution is rolling out for years against General Flynn. What are your comments, Richard?
Well, you know, this is completely unconstitutional. Now, I know that doesn't matter. Nobody cares about the Constitution anymore. We care about it, but none of the politicians do. They do what they want. But let's just look at double jeopardy. Seems to me he's been found innocent, or at least they've dismissed the case, and that's done. So now they're going to bring it. The Supreme Court has decided, outside of its ability to talk to anybody, it has decided that they can blast that.
Go ahead and catch that. And I'm going to talk to people and say, and I'll mention to you also, Richard, while you're getting that phone there, they're doing the same thing with the Bundy case. You know, you had a situation where because of corruption, withholding of evidence, and that was all brought to light by a whistleblower who worked for the Bureau of Land Management. And he talked about the corruption of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. He was a whistleblower. And because of that, the judge in that particular case, who had been acting, it was Gloria Navarro was her name. She had acted in a very corrupt way, also withholding evidence and hiding evidence and putting gag orders on what people could talk about. And she had previously gotten convictions against some people who are now still in prison. But because of this whistleblower coming out, she dismissed the case and dismissed it with prejudice, which should have ended it. And yet this current Department of Justice has been coming for 2 years after this particular case, trying to reopen that as well, even though the judge dismissed it. I mean, you talk about double jeopardy. That truly is double jeopardy. Not only exposing corruption so badly that a judge who was part of that corruption dismissed it, but now still coming after that, and that's the current Department of Justice under President Trump.
You know, every one of these people, every one of these folks have sworn allegiance to defend and support the Constitution. Every one of them should be impeached by Congress. And Congress has the power and the authority to do it. Everyone. Yeah. But Congress doesn't do it because we keep electing guys that are not honest representatives. How about that? Did I just say that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You look at this particular case of General Flynn. You've got a judge
who sees himself as a prosecutor, a relentless prosecutor who will keep coming and keep appealing until he gets him in jail. And the same thing with the Department of Justice and the Bundys. No matter that you've got a judge that says it's dismissed with prejudice, the government corruption, and the same corrupt government keeps coming after them over and over again.
It all boils down to the fact that we will not elect people to office in Congress that are honest people. We will not do it. These people, incumbents, are being reelected over and over and over again, and every one of them, not everyone, one or two maybe, are honest. Every one of them is dishonest. They're on the take, and they will not follow the Constitution or anything else unless they want it to be that way. They choose. Pick and choose the law they're going to do. It's terrible what's going on, and it all boils down to our fault because we won't do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't really understand what's going on with this, why he doesn't have a jury trial for something this serious. But again, Sidney Powell seems to be on his side. She seems to be a smart lawyer, but we have gotten away from the idea of jury trial. So now he's going to be heard. You got one judge who's now become a prosecutor, and then you got an appeals court where the judges are acting as jurors. I mean, this is absolutely insane what the court system has turned into.
It's called maritime law. It's called maritime law, Dave. This is maritime law. We do not have maritime law. The Seventh Amendment says common law, suits at common law. We are a common law country, but all of this thing being done by judges is maritime law, and it's also illegal, okay? We are not a maritime law country. This is just, it's just full of lies and cheating, and it's all our fault because we keep electing people that won't do anything about it. Every one of these people could be, for reason of lying and cheating, could be court-martialed. Not court-martialed. What's the word here?
Impeached.
Thank you. That's the word. You know? When you get to be 105, words flee. But anyway, impeached. They should all be impeached. The Constitution gives them the right to do that. The Constitution allows them to impeach everybody who takes an oath that doesn't live up to the oath. But nobody.
Well, I guess the theme of the show today, I began it by saying, you know, we've had discussions about masks and we've had discussions about different medical treatments, you know, hydroxychloroquine, everything else. But really what we're talking about here, it's not about science anymore. It's not about medicine. And, you know, we can say that there's a lot of junk science involved in this, but they're not even really debating this because now what we have is junk authority. We have people who claim they have the authority to tell us what we can say and where we can say it. They control the public square, and they do control the media pretty much. And so we have junk authority. This is a good example of this, the way this legal system has been completely turned inside out and upside down, where judges are prosecutors and appeal courts are jurors. he's going to be tried by 11 judges, not 11 of his peers. And of course, they're not going to engage in any jury nullification. That's really the linchpin of our liberties. But I think it also goes back to what I was talking about earlier. I want to get your comments on this. What happened in Ohio with the pharmaceutical board? We've got to go to a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about that because that's the other aspect of this. We have unelected bureaucrats who basically are now dictators. And this is at every level, federal level as well as a state level. And so we not only have taxation without representation because these people can assess fines, but we also have regulation without representation. And that's what these people tried to do in Ohio, the pharmaceutical board. And it's what they're still kind of holding out that they may do in the future after they talk to their stakeholders. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're talking to Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There are only a few days left to take advantage of the biggest InfoWars sale of 2020 so far. It is Christmas in July, and July ends this Friday. The longest we can run it is a few extra days until Sunday, because we are selling out of almost all of our best-selling products, and the supply chain is breaking down with many of our manufacturers, and so a lot of the reorders are held up months. In many cases, this could be the last chance you've got in the year 2020 to get these amazing products that empower you and your family's life and health, your immune systems, you name it, your stamina, your libido, your focus, but also, you know, funds the InfoWar and everything we're doing to save this republic from the clutches of the globalist and the New World Order. All of our best-selling items, 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Take advantage of it right now while there's still time. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Actually bought this, it blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
To Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. And again, you can find books about history, liberty, as well as economics, and especially the Constitution. And, Richard, we'll talk about that in just a second. Before I go back to Richard, I want to talk about the sale that is going to be ending today. And also, folks, I will be gone next week. We've got some great guest hosts that are set up to take my place, but I'll be taking a vacation next week. But the sale will be ending today, Christmas in July, and today is July 31st. Final day for free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, that funds everything that we do here at InfoWars, and we really do appreciate your support. You've been very good to stand with us, and as we see the escalation in the censorship war by the big tech companies. There's a very interesting case that's come up, and we'll talk about this with Richard as well. Patreon has lost a lawsuit
with fans of Owen Benjamin because they changed the terms of service. You know, they feel like they can just change the rules all the time and they don't have to abide by that. So this is a very significant case. You can see the article at Infowars.com. But before we go back to Richard, the products that we've got at as part of our Christmas in July sale, we've got many products, some of our most popular products that are selling out very quickly, may not make it through the day. Bod Ease, Living Defense, VasoBeat, Vasodilator that is just concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator, safe and effective. Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Drink Mix, and of course that's a way you can take your baseline vitamins and minerals without swallowing a lot of pills. All of those are about to sell out, and they are 50% off. Favorites like Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Winter Sun, our vitamin D, Ultra 12, our vitamin B, all of those are 50% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points. Don't forget our Privacy Pocket, a new Privacy Pocket. This one is very lightweight, very flexible. You won't even realize that you've got your phone in it, but it will protect you as well as keep you private. So it's a great device for privacy and for help to seal off your phone except when you absolutely need to use it. And you can get that again, 33% off as part of the introductory price and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk first a little bit before we get on to this speech issue. Richard, let's talk a little bit about the situation that happened with HCQ. Of course, it surfaced up again this week. We had some doctors. Imagine this. Doctors would actually hold a press conference to try to talk people off of the suicidal ledge that Fauci has pushed this country onto and say, there's nothing to fear about this. We've done a lot of treatment and successfully, and we want to talk about the disease, how this is being handled, why some of these treatments are being pushed to the back. It's about the money and so forth. And so they came after them very hard when President Trump retweeted what some of these people said. And again, some of it had to do with HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. They immediately, and for the first time, they shut down President Trump's tweets. And so you've got President Trump coming back with an executive order saying he's going to stop online censorship and so forth. But the first thing I want to talk about is what happened in Ohio, where the pharmaceutical board there said, we are going to just ignore and criminalize and prohibit any prescriptions from doctors for HCQ, and there are about 5 million people in the U.S. that have been prescribed that for lupus, for various forms of arthritis. They said, we're not going to honor that anymore, and we're going to take your license as a pharmacist if you prescribe any of that. I mean, this is what we're looking at, this kind of arbitrary mandates from these bureaucratic mandarins out there with absolutely no oversight. Your comments.
Well, you know, it comes down to we pay no attention to facts. This is being done by the international banking establishment that I write about in my series. These people are bound and determined to take us over and destroy our country. And we cannot fight it if we don't know it's happening. You know, I say over and over again, if you don't know you have a right, if you don't know about a right, you don't have that right. You That's lose right. a right you don't know about. And this stuff we're talking about, Flynn, the things we're talking about here at the pharmacy, these people are doing things against the Constitution. If you don't know your Constitution, you don't know what's happening. Folks, the books that I have, especially Saving the Constitution, will teach you, help you understand what your rights are and what you should be able to get from the Constitution in your position. I have all kinds of information in addition to that, but that book you see on the screen, Saving the Constitution, is a handbook to help you know what you need to know to fight against this stuff from your position. If they can get people like Flynn, they can get people like that, they can come and get you in a flash. And if you don't do what they want, they will. That's You've right. got to have your protection. You've got to have it. That book is the only one in the entire lexicon of Constitution books that teaches about the actual document of 1787. Guys.
Well, you know, when you're talking about this before, about the fact that we've got a lot of judges, you know, this corrupt judge, Emmett Sullivan, why don't we have any of our elected officials pushing to impeach this guy and remove him? And I look at this same thing with, this pharmaceutical board in Ohio. I mean, the good news is that the governor spoke up
and said, well, you know, the FDA has taken the position on this, which is unusual. We don't usually see the FDA have a laissez-faire position, but they've said for this that this ought to be a decision that's between the doctors and the patients. And I agree with that. That's not typically what they say. But he mentioned that, and he said, and I think you ought to, I would ask you to take that rule off. They said, all right, we'll take it off, but we're going to be considering that, and we'll be talking to our stakeholders to see where they're going to put that on. Now, that, to me, that's not a victory, because even though we got that crazy, arbitrary, political prohibition removed, it's just temporary, and these people who did that, these arrogant bureaucrats, are still in that office. I mean, it's like these criminal judges. I mean, they need to be removed, if not prosecuted, for this type of thing.
And the governor can do it. I mean, it's within his authority.
Exactly. So we have these feckless politicians who won't do anything to enforce the Constitution. I mean, part of it is not just to obey the Constitution yourself, but to remove people who are opposing the Constitution.
Yes. And you know, you keep bringing the word stakeholders. What are stakeholders? Yeah. They're money people in the background. So the people are going to decide what the government can do or can't do. And that's what that word means. Stakeholders are the people providing the money.
If you we're talking about money, let's talk about how, because all of this is happening at lightning speed because of the control over social media. These people who are purging anybody who talks about HCQ, you know, Facebook is doing it. You've got Zuckerberg saying, you talk about HCQ, I'm going to kick you off of Facebook and so forth. And this is happening because they were able to assert this right first against InfoWars 2 years ago, almost exactly. And now we've just had, and we got the story at InfoWars.com, Patreon loses a lawsuit with the fans of Owen Benjamin, and they're likely to have to pay millions of dollars in arbitration legal fees. What happened was the fans, after they kicked him off of Patreon, he said, well, you should sue them. And so then they changed their terms of service, saying you can't put a claim against us for suspending or terminating another person, but they did it after the fact. And so the judge said, no, you can't change your terms of service after the fact and then come after these people. And so I think it just underscores the arrogance of these corporations who make the rules and say, well, I own this, and so you have to do what I have to say. And that really has filtered all the way down to the retail stores where we began talking about this, with a retail store say, you can't come in here because I want you to wear a mask. And, of course, that's going to evolve into you can't come in here because you don't have your vaccine passport.
Absolutely. Everything's going to evolve down to control by the international banking establishment. That's where we are. That's who the stakeholders are. That's who the people are that fund these things. The international banking establishment are in charge of our world, and we are letting them do it. We're not even asking questions. We're just donning our masks, or we're just going, or we're locking ourselves. We are incarcerating ourselves. We're doing all of this stuff because people with money told us to through.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. We've got less than a minute left here. And just off the top of my head, you know, I know that the thing that underscores us in terms of principles is the Declaration of Independence. And it makes it very clear the purpose of government is to protect our God-given liberties. Is there anything in the Constitution that you can think of off the top of your head, just in 30 seconds here, that would underscore that from a legal standpoint, other than a broad, philosophical principle that undergirds the Constitution? Is there anything specific in the Constitution that would say that?
Specific in the Constitution that says those kinds of things? I could only say that it's talking in the amendments when it talks about jury trials, talks about common law, when it talks about double jeopardy. All of those things go back to the Declaration of Independence to help. The government must enforce our rights, not its own rights. It doesn't have any rights.
Absolutely right. Absolutely. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Dr. Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. Thank you.